I'm Jeremy Shea with KTLO. The Juneau Board of Education decided to pay a newly retired coach and teacher for his unused leave. The administration initially denied his $750 cash-out request because he missed a deadline set in the teachers' union labor contract. Kevin Hamrick filed a grievance, and the board decided Tuesday that he should be paid out. And in recent years, a handful of other retiring teachers have forfeited their unused leave under the administration's interpretation of this policy. Kevin Hamrick wasn't following the school board's meeting on Tuesday and didn't know the board resolved his grievance. He was giddy when he found out. Hamrick is in the process of moving to Texas. The money...
it's going to help move one of my vehicles out of Juneau.
He said he understood the superintendent's position, but was glad the school board found some flexibility in the labor contract language. He hopes it gets clarified so other retirees don't lose the payout for their unused leave time like he almost did. During a grievance hearing earlier this month, Superintendent Bridget Weiss cautioned against sidestepping the precise language in the labor contract.
If we dismiss the deadline school year and we don't consider that a deadline, then we are deeming a deadline that was agreed upon in the negotiating process meaningless, and that is dangerous territory to go into.
Weiss says the district has been incredibly consistent in its application of the cash-out policy. The school board panel said the contract wasn't as clear-cut as Weiss's interpretation. The panel concluded that it was ambiguous about retiring teachers on used leave. In its written recommendation, the panel said that teachers who accrue too much are automatically paid for their excess leave. Teachers who aren't retiring automatically carry forward their leave time into the next school year. Board member Brian Holst.
And every other scenario except this very, very narrow window, if you would have departed, you would have received that leave.
According to the panel, only retiring teachers appear to be at risk of forfeiting this benefit. Hamrick's situation isn't unique. A handful of other retiring teachers have forfeited unused leave time. At KTOO's request, the administration looked up exactly how much in recent years. In 2019 and 2020, retiring teachers forfeited unused leave time worth $6,105. School board member Martin Stepitin says the administration didn't err, but that Hamrick's grievance highlighted a legitimate issue.
If a teacher is retiring and has leave on the books, I think that we have identified something that is important and that the panel believes that in this case, specifically, that person should not forfeit the hours.
The school board unanimously agreed with the grievance panel's recommendations. The labor contract between the school district and the teachers union is up for renegotiation in December. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.